KVOE, live and local, presents City Commission Candidate Spotlights. Brought to you by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the area's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226.
Welcome back to Candidate Spotlight on KVUE and KVUE.com as we go one-on-one with our Emporia City Commission candidates as the general election approaches now in early November. We're pleased to have with us Tammy Ogle joining us. Tammy, how are you today?
Hey, you know, I'm great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Glad to have you with us here today with our brand new format. As you know, this is something that we've been doing for a long period of time with our local candidates, but basically, up until this year, we've been doing the group setting, and we felt that the one-on-one format was probably going to give you a little bit better sense of some of the key issues of the day. So, Tammy, with that in mind, what got you interested in the city commission race specifically, and why did you decide to run?
Well, I think the general consensus in town is everybody is ready for a change. I became interested when several people got a hold of me and had enough faith in me to suggest that I run for city commission, and I found out that I really have an interest in it after being on the zoning appeals and planning commission board. It was something that I never saw on my radar, and I am very happy to be here. People are really frustrated with so many things right now. We have, you know, everybody knows high property taxes, high unemployment. There seems to be trouble cooperating with different entities that hopefully we're beginning to get worked on. And I bring a little bit different feel to a city commissioner than some people do, as I am not a typical business type person.
Well, let's roll into that. For folks that aren't familiar with your work history, your backstory, talk a little bit about your work experience and how you see that possibly leading into making you a strong commission candidate.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Cottonwood Falls, so I've always been close. If I haven't lived in Emporia, I have lived near Emporia, and my husband has been here all of his life. I've lived actually in town, I would say 18 to 20 years at this point.
Okay.
I was a teacher here in Emporia for several years and then went back to school here at ESU and became an RN. And have many years as a surgical nurse, and now I am working from home doing insurance work as a medical necessity reviewer. My husband has a small business as a contractor, and he and I also have a small rental company together. So we kind of cover a lot of areas.
Indeed. And you mentioned your time on the planning commission here, too. How does all that help you to become a good city commissioner?
It makes you see the inner workings of how a city operates and the steps and procedures, and there are many, that government goes through to get from point A to point Z. There's a lot involved.
Speaking of that, are you ready to dive into our topics?
You bet.
All right. Our goal here over the next 25 minutes or so is to talk about property taxes, also economic partners here with the city, focusing on the RDA, but also taking a look at housing and the potential anyways for a new 0.5% sales tax for XYZ reasons here. Starting on the property tax front, you know, residents complain about the level of their property taxes. I think that's probably uniform anywhere you go.
I would agree.
But Emporia does seem to have higher property taxes than a lot other cities its size here in Kansas. What are your perspectives on why the property taxes specifically are so high here in Emporia?
Well, I think it factors into we have different entities that pull from our property taxes. It's not just the city of Emporia. You know, that being said, property taxes are such a conundrum. I believe the only way we are going to be able to control things here locally for the city is to start looking at spending And unfortunately, seeing, I think it's going to make people look at, or the city folks have to look at, what's a want and what's a need and how we can accommodate as much as we can without hurting services.
Understood. Now, I'm going to loop back to that point here in a second, but I did want to ask you, because the city commission tried to start a conversation with Lyon County USD 253 Emporia Recreation Commission here, middle stages of the year, about a potential joint task force to find some ways to reduce property taxes. City Commission appears to be fully on board. Really none of the other entities seem to be at that level of interest or any interest at all at this stage. Do you think it was a good move here for the city to reach out to those other partners or potential partners here across the county?
I do think it's a good move. We're all in this together, and I think it's going to take all of us to be able to survive the current times right now. In talking with some of the people on the boards of these entities and to the county commissioners, I am encouraged that that can be picked up and looked at again, and more conversation brought to the table.
Do you think that this would be a good time for the city commission to, you know, with those conversations possibly resuming and maybe fleshing out later, but would this be the right time for the city commission to maybe strike out on its own and maybe find some ways to reduce the property taxes? And as you mentioned, maybe more of a prioritization with wants versus needs.
Yeah, I really think it's going to come down to that. And everything costs so much more now than it used to. And we experience that at our house, you know, daily and in our businesses and as everybody else does. And I think it's just going to be able to figure out a way to get the most out of our money and look at it time and time and time again.
On that front, what would you see as your spending priorities? And then how does the city balance maybe the level of service that residents have come to expect with maybe some property tax reductions coming in?
Well, I will say, first off, I think health and safety is a top priority in our community. You know, that means fire, police, those sorts of entities must be a top priority for sure. And then I actually have thought about getting community feedback on what they think they could live without or a lesser amount of, instead of trying to make that decision for the people of Emporia, because it directly affects everybody. I've been bouncing that one around. That would be a bit of an undertaking, but I do think the people, you know, it's their money. I do think it would be a nice reach to talk to them about what are your priorities aside from the general safety of the community.
Okay. Again, Tammy Ogle joining us here for our candidate spotlight here today. We're going to shift gears. And if you've noticed here with our prior candidate spotlights, the really we're looking at economic development and economic vitality in several different categories. And a lot of them overlap, and they do interconnect. And one of which here is really the economic development partnerships, which have been either front and center or close to front and center for the city commission now for about 15 to 16 months. One of those entities which has gotten a lot of attention over the last 9 months is the RDA. I wanted to ask you to get this part of our conversation started. Given the fact that the position for the permanent president has been open for now approaching 21 months, and also the fact that you had to work in the reconfiguration of the RDA's voting membership, the structure of the board, does it surprise you, I guess, maybe that the permanent president position is still open at this particular time, or do you feel this is something that really should have been handled earlier this year, maybe even late last year?
Well, I don't know that that is for me to really speak to, as I am not a member of the RDA.
Sure.
You know, I do feel it is the city's role to support the RDA and, you know, to see what can be done to enhance the effort of finding a new president. I also know it's a really critical time for Emporia when it comes to jobs and economic development, and we want to make sure that it is the right person for the position. You can have a lot of people apply, but it has to be the one person that's really going to be a good fit here in Emporia.
Do you think, this is a question, again, this is from the outside looking in for both of us here, but do you think maybe the RDA is looking, maybe spending too much time trying to find the perfect person, or do you feel other maybe components of this conversation are delaying us from finding the person to lead the
board? Yeah, I don't know that they're spending too much time looking for the perfect person. I think it's going to have to be a good fit. We have some issues going on, and sure. So I'm sure that doesn't make us look overly attractive currently. But it's sure a great opportunity to come in and be a game changer. And you know, we want someone that's qualified to do that.
Do you feel that the restructuring that took place, you know, adding the college and the university, Flint Hills Technical College, ESU as voting members, expanding voting membership for a couple of the current organizations, do you feel that was the right move here for the board?
Well, I think that's where we're at. It's not that I am opposed to that, but it's currently where we're at. And those you just named that were added are big players in Emporia. And we all are going to have to do this lift together, and everybody is vital. So let's go.
Indeed. What business sectors? This is a question that is, I think, probably been a conversation point for the RDA board itself. Also, RDA leaders, others associated with the RDA, including the city, that have been, you know, as part of the conversation for a while. And that's the different business sectors that maybe the RDA should focus on from this point forward, because it's been known for, you know, finding Emporia those mid-size and a few larger-sized businesses to come in here and to bolster city operations. But should those two categories be what the RDA continues to focus on, or do you see other areas where the RDA needs to start looking?
Well, I do think those two areas still need to be looked at. Emporia is really good at that sort of thing. I also think it's time we start looking at tech, if we haven't already. That is where the world is and is headed further into, whether we like it or not. And you know, there's some opportunity, I would think, with ESU and some things going on in the world of computers with them and cybersecurity, cyber technology. That would be a great opportunity to get some new and different businesses here in town, I would think. And, you know, along with all of the new things we talk about and the bigger businesses and the entrepreneurs and the mid-sized businesses, let's not forget we also have businesses that are here and have been here, and we need to continue to find ways to support them as well.
Boy, that's a balancing act.
Isn't it, though?
Do you have a way to bring in new while balancing that with helping the current and existing? Because I think that's probably the magic sauce that a lot of people have been looking for, honestly.
Right, right. I think you're exactly right. And since that is not my strong point as a nurse, I will probably let other people lead that charge, but I will fully support whatever we can do.
We're chatting here with Tammy Ogle on our Candidate Spotlight. More after this on KVUE and KVUE.com.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires. Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama Geolander MTG003, and the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702, 342-0702, and get winterized.
Make the educated choice when it comes to your vote. Emporia State Federal Credit Union is the sponsor of this year's Candidate Spotlight. These one-on-one interviews give you a chance to hear the thoughts of each candidate as they relate to the pressing issues affecting our community. Then be sure to head to the polls on Tuesday, November 4th to make your voice count. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, with two convenient locations in Emporia, is here for all your financial needs.
We're back on Candidate Spotlight with Tammy Ogle as we continue our previews and profiles here of our Emporia City Commission candidates. And we had a chance to talk about property taxes, the RDA, plus other economic development items in our first segment. We're going to shift to another economic development item here in a different vein, and that's housing. And to a degree, this is essentially right up Tammy's alley as being part of the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission, the Board of Zoning Appeals here over, the last 4 years now?
I think that's right.
Yeah. Uh-oh, if I have to get into that area, we got some problems. But let me ask you here as we get this part of the conversation started about, you know, what you see as the need for new homes, apartments, and other dwelling opportunities here for Emporia, especially given, you know, the demand, say, a year ago versus what you're seeing as the demand now.
I do think there seem to be more properties for sale than there had been, which is a good move in the right direction. I do think there needs to be more opportunities. I think any realtor here in town will probably tell you that. You know, we face some different issues now than we used to when it comes to housing. Housing is not cheap. And interest rates are beginning to drop somewhat. And interest rates weren't ever actually horrible. We had just gotten used to really low interest rates when it comes to home loans and the such. So it has been an adjustment. We have new developments that are underway and getting started with Metropolis, Lockwood, Cedarbrook Meadows, which is all, you know, good for Emporia, definitely. I would like to see a bit more effort put into going in, not so much green space, which is a new house, right, but let's do some infill. We have empty lots in town. I would like to see the city work with builders and folks that do house rehabs to maybe find some opportunities to help them out, because expenses have just gotten, it's really hard to build a quote affordable home nowadays for anyone. And I think whatever Emporia can do and you know, work with the building and neighborhood development department down at the city, you know, maybe we can take a look at that and see what we can do to work with these folks and get some houses put in.
You know, one of the things that has come up with some of our other city commission candidates is on that infill front, you know, the desire to see more infill, although those developments are likely going to be quite a bit smaller than the ones you mentioned, Metropolis,
right,
Lockwood,
right,
and especially Cedarbrook Meadows, yes, which would, you know, triple-digit number of homes as a possibility there. How do you wind up helping developers on infill projects? Do you see any maybe code adjustments or maybe other adjustments that can make it a little bit more attractive for those infill developments versus some of the greenfield opportunities that have arisen?
Well, I do think because we adopted the new set of zoning rules and regs, I do think that definitely has some changes that are a bit more conducive to doing some infill work, which I think will be very helpful. But like you said, what can we do to make it a more attractive option to do infill versus let's bring in a whole new subdivision? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of opportunity in Emporia for that, and I think we need to listen to the folks that do this sort of work and see what we could do, how we can work together so that it's a win for everybody.
How do you see, you know, like Jeff Lynch with his role as city housing specialist, mm-hmm, the Emporia Land Bank possibly playing into that infill side versus what they're already doing?
Well, I think there will be plenty of opportunity for Jeff, and Jeff's already a really busy guy.
He is, yes.
For sure. But, you know, I think that's the key to the opportunity is go see what we can do. You know, there's houses that need to have basically to be demoed so that a restart can happen. You know, let's look at, can we get any money for to help pay for that? Because demolition is not cheap, just like anything else. You know, what, those are the types of things I think that need to be researched, and let's see what we can do.
I've got a question here on, you know, we've mentioned Cedarbrook Meadows in a couple of different ways, but obviously the situation that unfolded between the Planning Commission and the City Commission earlier this year, what seemed to be a disagreement on lot sizes and maybe direction on greenfield developments versus infill developments on the lot sizes. Is that situation, do you think, pretty well resolved now? Are there going to be more conversations between the two entities on what the greenfield standards / infill standards should be on lot sizes, or maybe some other components of those two styles of housing development?
I do think there will be more conversation. I think you should always be having conversation. Mm-hmm. But I think what people need to understand is where we were coming from. That was a brand new development that was going in, and we wanted the bigger lot size to start with. We have since had many discussions about this with many people, and the want and need seems to be that people don't want big yards to take care of anymore. Not everybody's a yard person.
Not everybody wants to spend all weekend
mowing. Exactly, okay. You know, retirees, young folks, it seems to go across the line. And this is a nationwide trend that you're seeing in many cities across America. I personally don't care for it, but my personal opinion is not always popular.
So. Sure. Understood.
And so I think there will be discussion on lot size, and there's always the opportunity to come forward and ask for that to be looked at. And I'm guessing that, yes, it will be looked at again.
Okay. It also brings up the question about, the relationship between the city and the Planning Commission. Do you see that as strong right now? And you know, it's like an occasional disagreement or clarification, or do you see maybe some additional friction between the two?
I think actually it's quite strong.
Okay.
And also understand what was brought to the city that they approved was not something that had been in front of the Planning Commission.
Understood.
So it was kind of two different things. But no, I think all is good there.
Okay. Let's go into the 0.5% sales tax, which has been discussed, has not been moved on here by city commissioners. But as we've been talking here in our candidate spotlight series, there's at least a potential for a new 0.5% sales tax. Is this something that the city should consider?
Well, I am not as versed in this as I should be, but at this time, what I am hearing from everyone that I talk to in Emporia is they do not want to be taxed anymore. So that's going to be a tough sell, I think. At the same time, there's always things that you can spend money on when you're a city, and there's always improvements that need to be made. But right now, I don't think.
Offset for potential property taxes, mm-hmm. maybe not a complete mm-hmm. dollar for dollar offset, but at least something in that neighborhood.
Right.
And then maybe something along the lines of street and roads, underground utilities, mm-hmm. or maybe snow removal or something mm-hmm. like that. Would those two general categories be something that you'd be agreeable to at least listening to?
Oh, I will always listen. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you learn. And right now we need all the options we can get when you look at everything. I do think infrastructure is a big issue in Emporia, as it is in every city. We have a lot of age on all of our streets and the water lines. And that takes a lot of money to take care of. And at the same time, infrastructure is so important because it also attracts people to Emporia and businesses to Emporia, and people that live here like to know that those things are taken care of, so it's a good quality of life for them. And none of it's fun stuff, none of it's pretty stuff, but it's all vital.
Understood. I wanted to ask you really a couple of quick questions here about a topic that's been in the news recently, and that's the city's role with Abundant Harvest, at least through the end of the year. With the partnership, the city providing $25,000 in funds. Then you also have really the United Way of the Flint Hills providing the at least the essentially business oversight
sure.
through
sure.
the end of the year. And mm-hmm. then after that, we'll see how things go. Do you think it was the right move here for the city to step in the role that it's taken?
I do, actually. I was really disappointed to hear that, the plan was that it was going to shut down. I do think there is a need in Emporia, like so many other places, for people to be able to eat. Everyone should be able to eat. And, you know, right now food is expensive.
It is, yeah.
And if we can help with that, I think, you know, with people having lost jobs and just the economy being what it is a struggle for some families to be able to feed themselves. And to lose that, I think, would have been catastrophic for families in need. And so I'm very glad that this was done, and I'm glad they've come up with a plan to move forward after January 1, and I'm hoping that it works out just fabulously.
Indeed. I'm going to flip the question, though. Do you have any concerns about maybe a longer-term city involvement on the financing side? Say if this does go by January 1 and we, for some unforeseen reason, that there is no agreement in place here. Do you see that the city maybe should step out after the end of the year?
Boy, I'd have to take a long, hard look at that. As an emergency situation, I was all for that. As a longer-term issue, we are so strapped for money as it is. Currently, I don't know that we can continue that long-term. But definitely finding a way to make that work, minus city money, would be top priority.
Okay. Well, Tammy, in case people would like to learn more about your goals, your objectives, your political platform, how do they get that information here between now and Election Day?
Well, I do have a Facebook page.
All right.
yeah, it is Tammy Ogle for Emporia, if you would search for that. Or you can give me a call or shoot me a text at 620-343-0882. I'd be happy to visit.
Outstanding. Well, Tammy, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks again for running for City Commission. Best of luck here as we get through November, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Hey, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Tammy Ogle, City Commission candidate, on our candidate spotlight here today. You're listening to KVOE Live and Local.
Emporia City Commission candidate spotlights on KVOE has been brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the area's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 26 years. KVOE, live and local.